If you go create this beautiful goal list or this vision list and you're writing it down each day and you go to your fiance or your spouse and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna make $1 million next year. Hello and welcome to today's episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And today, we're going to talk about how to create goals for yourself that are actually aligned with your purpose. Okay? Oh, these are always so timely. Of course. I mean, I would hope so. Usually I'm inspired by the things that are actively happening in my life and business. And what was interesting last week is I had a call with one of my coaches, and it was a really eye-opening call for me in a beautiful way. And one of the prompts that we actually journaled through was, are the actions that I'm taking each day truly aligned with the vision that I have for my life? And I have this, let's just call it a vision board, because I'm not ready to actually talk about what this is just yet, but I have this vision board, okay? And it had me realize during this journal exercise that the actions I'm taking every single day of my life, and when I'm showing up each day, I know for a fact, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years down the road, these items absolutely will happen in my life, because I know with all of me, every ounce of my being, that I am becoming the person needed in order to make those things come true. So I sat with this, and I remember actually sharing with a few people what came through here. And it was that with 100% certainty, like, I know that I'm taking aligned action each day to make these goals happen. And that excites me like you wouldn't believe. Because I feel so often like people will create something like a vision board, but then they don't change how they show up, right? Like, cool, yes, you can create this vision board, but are the actions that you're taking each day actually going to lead to them happening and coming true in your reality, manifesting in your reality? I don't know. I mean, I think for a majority of the population, the answer is no. Truthfully. And so I would love for you to just use this episode as an inward reflection for, wow, am I actually living the life that's in alignment with this vision coming true? And if the answer is no, we're going to figure out how to do that today. Okay. We're going to help you set these goals that are going to act as a compass or a North Star to make you actually live this reality in the near distant future. So when I did this exercise, it kind of comes down to mapping out your goals within the next 3 to 6 months, more short-term goals, and then definitely more long-term goals as well. So if you are in a position to be journaling through this while we're going, that would be beneficial, just to look at it through the lens of short-term and long-term goals for sure. But I have to tell you, it feels really good to know that I'm on the trajectory and totally aligned with that goal list and that vision, okay? And I'm gonna get you there too, all right? So take the time, really sit with us today. Don't just listen to this episode and then like binge watch more or listen to more podcast episodes, or watch me if you're on Spotify. Really take the time, okay? A lot of the work that we do, especially as coaches, like, you can't get somewhere if you don't have a destination. And so these goals that we're going to create today act as that destination. Okay. And from there, we can work backwards and create a roadmap to get you there. But if there's a lack of clarity on the vision, then it's just going to make your life a whole lot harder. Okay. So how do you create these goals that give you guidance and direction in who you're meant to become today? That's what we're going to drop into. Okay, and I'm going to break this down into literally 3 steps. You know me, I like to keep these episodes short, punchy, to the point, and simple, yet actionable. So here we go. Step number 1, you've got to create big, juicy, audacious goals that get you excited. Okay, like, don't just be average here. Don't say, okay, well, I would love to make $1 million this year, but I think $100,000 would actually be, you know, more realistic. Don't be realistic. Don't be realistic. I want you to ask for what you truly, truly want. And don't think you're being selfish. Don't think you're being greedy. I want you to put what you want, truly. Okay? Because something interesting begins to happen as you're writing down, I will make $1 million this year. I will make $1 million this year. Okay? Whatever. I will make $10 million. I will make $100 million this year. What's going to happen? We're going to get, actually, I'm going to hold this for you. Something interesting is going to happen when you begin writing down these big, audacious goals every single day, but just wait for that. Okay? So, number one, make them juicy, make them audacious, make them scare you just a little bit. Enough to keep you excited. Think in levels of 10x. If we're speaking Grant Cardone lingo, you Grant Cardone fans, speak in levels of 10x. Okay? You wanted $100,000, 10x it. You wanted $1 million, 10x it. Okay? But so far we've only spoken about finances, and at the end of the day, we all know that's not enough to keep you going. That's not enough to keep you motivated. Okay? So with that being said, what will? Right? We're talking about goals aligned with your purpose, but our purpose at the end of the day, I promise you, isn't just to make money. Yes, does money provide freedom? Could you buy luxurious things? Sure. But that's probably not enough to get you out of bed in the morning. So make them more than just money. That's where the purpose comes from, in something much bigger than yourself. Where money is a byproduct. It's the level of impact that you have. So make it more than just money. Okay? So, for example, maybe it's to open up a wildlife-serving nonprofit or an orphanage. Whatever this looks like for you. Like, create something bigger than you. Something that's going to leave your legacy. Something that you can feel just so motivated and inspired to grow, to impact the lives of others. Make it more than money. Okay? And be clear about why you want it and tie it to a larger purpose. Okay? So let's say your goal, let's go back to money, right? Because that's probably going to be a part of this vision. Let's say your goal was to make $1 million. Why? Why? Maybe it's so you can work to fight world hunger, right? I know you attach that why to it. It's going to make you much more driven to go make it happen than just making $1 million to chill and basically collect dust in your bank account or in your crypto, right? Connect it to a bigger mission. All right, step two. Write them down every single day during your morning routine or before you go to bed, okay? This is a practice that I've been doing, and oh boy, let me tell you. First, they're going to change, they're going to shift, they're going to grow as you do, okay? The current level of your mindset doesn't know what it doesn't know, okay? There's a lot in your vision that you can't see yet, and that's okay. But whatever you can see, you should write down every single day. And here it goes back. I gave you a little teaser earlier. Here's what's going to happen. Something in your mindset is going to shift. Okay? I promise you, because I've done this and I've experienced it. Instead of writing them down and being a little terrified, like I was a little scared at first. I was like, oh my God, really? This is what I want? Can I do this? Really? Okay. What happens is you begin going, actually, my prices wouldn't lead to that. Or that's actually not scalable what I'm doing there. How do I make that scalable? Like, you begin to look at your current systems and processes and methods and pricing, and you begin to say, oh, well, I need to make a change or else this actually won't happen. And so what's interesting is then you begin to adjust things on the back end to where it actually would allow this dream to manifest, because you write it down every day, you're looking at it every day, you're like, yeah, but I'm not taking action to actually get there. How can I shift what I'm currently doing to actually align with these goals so that I know that they're going to happen, just because I know that I'm going to consistently show up and take the action needed in order to make them a reality, right? So it's really crazy what happens, I promise you. Once again, think in levels greater than average. Allow these goals to shift and transform before you. That's okay. That's actually what we want. And then work to just notice how things are going to need to shift in the actions that you take based on these goals that you're setting for yourself. Okay? And then the third step is to become that version of yourself that's already living this vision. Okay, so I already mentioned to build a short-term vision and to build a long-term vision. Okay, the short-term vision that you have should really just be the long-term vision, just not as far along in their journey, right? Obviously, okay? So we really know that in order to up-level from where you are now to the short-term and long-term vision, it's going to require a shift in who you are and how you show up, right? So we want to work to become that version of yourself who has already made these dreams a reality. And you might be like, well, how am I going to do that? Because if I already had them in my reality, I'd already be that person. Okay, I know it's going to sound a little backwards, but we're going to break that down. So a good question that I always ask myself is regarding my future self. I mean, I ask myself this like multiple times a day. And it's, what is that version of myself who's actively living that vision? What decision would they have made today? How would they show up in this moment? Like if I'm faced with a big decision, because right now we've been doing a lot of that, okay? It's, what decision would my future self make if they were in my shoes today? Which is kind of funny because they are in my shoes today. It's me, right? I know it's me. So how do they make those goals a reality by the action that we're taking today? And every time I do that, I automatically think of the vision that I write down each day. So the version of me that's doing all of these things, what did they do today that's going to get me there? And that makes it so simple. It's like, it's either going to get you closer towards your dreams or it's going to take you further away, right? So would you, in 2 years, you have a successful business, you have a coach, you feel guided, you're clear, you have a roadmap, okay? If that's you in 2 years, and let's say you're sitting with someone today who's offering to guide you and be your coach or mentor, what would that person 2 years ago today wish you would have done today or hope that you did today, right? They would probably say, hey, hire a coach, join that program, take a risk, bet it on yourself, invest in yourself. Because any investment that you can make in yourself that's here today listening to me is setting your future self up for success. So long as it's the right investment, obviously. Okay? So the goal, let's just say another goal that you have is to be in the best shape of your life. Is to have an incredible body and just feel super physically fit. Okay? That's a beautiful, 5-year goal. But then what if today you're sitting on the couch binge watching Netflix and you haven't been in the gym in 2 months? Well, that wouldn't be in alignment with that goal and that vision, would it? So maybe it's time you go to the gym and you reactivate that membership. Maybe you need to hire a fitness coach who can keep you accountable or a personal trainer to keep you on track towards actually reaching those goals. Okay, the future version of you who has made this future a reality and stepped into this vision has made a different decision that you haven't made yet, because if you had made that decision, you'd already be there. So it comes down to making different decisions. Okay. And something else is, you're writing these visions down, writing these goals down, is some of them might actually be closer than you think. Okay. So I know in mine for a while, I was writing down, get a monthly massage. I am a sucker for massages. Okay. Like that is my treat. One of my favorite things that I ever do for myself. And so something that I was writing down for a long time. And then I kind of started to realize, why would I not be doing that right now? I could be doing that right now. Why am I not? It was really just because I hadn't found a massage parlor or a masseuse. And we actually go to Lifetime. So I ended up just going to the Life Spa and booking myself monthly massages. And so that was one thing I was like, oh, I'm already doing that right now. So I encourage you, look at the list that you've created. Like, what can you actually just do now? Like maybe it's hiring bi-weekly house cleaners. There's another one, right? Can you just start doing that now? Maybe it just comes down to spending 2 hours to just find house cleaners that can come and do this for you. or maybe mine, another one of mine was to hire a private chef. And so, I mean, is there a way you can get a taste of that now? Maybe there's a food delivery service that you could start purchasing meals from, to where it's chef created or crafted meals delivered to your door. Same thing. So how can you begin to experience this life now to where, okay, maybe it's not the full, like a private chef coming to your kitchen and literally cooking you up a buffet for you and your family every night. Like maybe it's not fully the vision just yet, but how can you get a taste of it to where, I can do this. This is nice. I want more of this. And you keep making that vision bigger, better, stronger. Yeah? You picking up what I'm putting down? All right. So now we're at the part of this episode where I feel really called to talk about what might hold you back. Okay? I've sat with some people before. I help people really map out their vision and step into. So this episode is my jam, truthfully. And sometimes I sit down with them and they're not really sure what their vision even looks like at all. Okay? And a lot of times there could be a block there because of your upbringing, right? Spending so much time around people who are living their life kind of on autopilot and kind of don't really think of the future. They're living very much in either the past or in the now. Therefore, you know, they're not really actively striving for anything. And look, if this is you or this is someone you know, like I have so much love for them. Like that's so many people that I still know, like a lot of my family specifically. And we just have to just love and accept who they are, but also realize that there is a big badass world out there of people who are actually actively going after massive, audacious goals with all of themselves in achieving them. And you can be one of them. Okay? So realize that your upbringing might hold you back. The people in your life might hold you back. If you, like, look, I say, if you go create this beautiful goal list or this vision list and you're writing it down each day and you go to your fiance or your spouse and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make $1 million next year. I'm going to make $1 million this year. I'm going to solve world hunger. I'm going to open up an orphanage. I'm going to travel the world with just a backpack and my laptop. Whatever that is for you, they might look like you're freaking crazy. What? They might not understand it, and that's okay. But then maybe you don't freaking tell them, first off. Or if you do tell them, be ready for that backlash and literally don't absorb that energy. Just kind of block it out and be like, that's their limiting beliefs coming through. That's them projecting their fears onto me. Like, see it. I mean, don't probably tell them that. But you can see that that's what's happening and just take it with a grain of salt. Like, I remember when I used to tell people my goals, my vision, back before I knew better than probably not share it with certain people in my life. That's what would happen. Okay, but I was like Teflon. I just let it bounce right off of me. And I said those things to myself. I was like, well, that's showing where they're not free. That's showing their limiting beliefs coming through. Or, wow, I wish I could really work to help them dream a little bit bigger for themselves. Right? A lot of times it's their fears being projected onto you. And it's going to show you why they stopped dreaming a long time ago. And why they stopped setting large goals and large targets for themselves. Okay, so don't let them stop you. Don't let them stand in your way. Okay, another one could be your own limiting beliefs. Once again, this could be from childhood. This could just be from growing up and your past experience. But there's probably some blocks that exist that are like, oh, I couldn't actually hit $1 million this year. Or who would listen to me? Or am I really enough? Could I actually write a book, right? All of these little things coming from that annoying voice in your head, trying to keep you small, keep you safe. Okay, it's probably gonna happen. But what's cool is when you're writing down your goals every day, if part of you starts to creep in and say things like that, it's a beautiful opportunity to drop into a journaling session and ask yourself why. Right, so if you're writing down your goals, and it's, I will be a best-selling author. And you're like, who am I to be a best-selling author? Write that. Who am I to be a best-selling author? Then say, Who am I to be a best-selling author? Why am I worthy? Why? Just ask yourself, basically convince yourself that you are capable. People will listen to you. Okay? It's a beautiful opportunity to uncover your limiting beliefs and work through them until you are free of them. Okay? At least free enough to step into that part of your vision. And then they're probably going to come up again. All right? Okay, another thing that might hold you back is the goals being too small. Okay, if they're not a little scary, if they're not a little outside of your comfort zone and actually going to push you, you're not going to be motivated to make the changes needed in order to step into that reality. So push yourself just a little bit. Get outside of your comfort zone just a little bit. Okay? They've got to excite you and keep you motivated. Make them scary. Make them big and audacious and aligned with your purpose. Okay? And kind of back to what I said in the beginning of this little bit was just like, the number one thing that I see is people just don't see their vision clearly. Like, they lack clarity. And when you lack clarity for what this vision actually looks like, it's really difficult to step into it. Okay? Or to, you know, it's almost like there's just like a wall there. And you just can't see past this wall to even see the vision clearly. So truly spend that time. Get out in nature. Meditate, clear your mind. If you don't have the answers today, that's okay. But just know that, I mean, really, this is important. So important. Okay? You don't want to look back 5, 10, 15 years back on around this time in your life and be like, oh gosh, I wish I would have known what my vision was. Because here I am 5 years later, still in the same position because I never took the time. Take the time. Make it so in 5 years from now, you are that version of you. You have done the things that you wanted to do. You have been aligned with your purpose and you are actively living it. So, make those big goals. Okay, write them down daily and become that version of you today. Even if it's a little teeny tiny step in the right direction, that's all that's needed. And honestly, you going through this exercise is a great step, okay? But if you're feeling like, oof, I really don't know what my vision is, and I'm not really sure how to get there and how to become that version of myself, I encourage you, head over to Coach with Jamie right now. Book yourself a breakthrough session with either myself or a member of my team, and we will spend 60 minutes with you, complimentary, where we will walk you through this process to help you really harness this vision and step into it. Trust me, that's another great first step. All right, and if you found value in this episode, please share it with someone that you know and love who you feel could use an expansion with their vision, their goals. Maybe they are a dreamer, an entrepreneur, or someone who you feel can change the world. Well, together we can, and it all starts with you. So thank you so much for helping me share this message, and can't wait to catch you in the next episode.